I'm a piano player. Of course I use my piano skills to establish dominance in any social hierarchy and destroy my friends in one fell swoop with these five simple steps. First thing you're gonna do is pretend like you suck at piano and you're gonna play these four notes with one finger over and over. And when your friends start snickering at you behind your back, that's when you hit him with step number two and you slowly start speeding it up. Now that you've wiped that smirk right off their faces, you're gonna hit him with step three, the power pattern. Left hand's very simple. All you're gonna do is play these five notes. Destroy your friend's self-esteem in one fell swoop. All you're gonna do is play each note in the left hand two times. Finally, in step five, you're gonna take the knife and cut up some kale for a nice kale salad. It's important for the alpha leader to stay healthy and fit while he leads his minions. How to get any girl guaranteed with these four simple steps. Step one, you're just gonna play each of these four times. And repeat. So now you have her attention, but if you want to force her into liking you, that's where the knife comes in. You're gonna take out your cheat sheet and find the four romance chords, G major, B minor, E minor, and D major, and use your knife to cut them out of the cheat sheet. And now we just copy these shapes to the piano. So we have G major, B minor, E minor, D major. So now that you've established yourself as the alpha male, we're going to move on to step three to build momentum. And all you have to do is play each of these shapes three times. By the way, you can get the cheat sheet for free in my bio. Alright, on to step number four, the most important step of them all. In fact, if you don't complete step number four, nothing we talked about today is gonna work. You tell her your dad's a billionaire. Fool everyone into thinking you're a piano god. Right hand, you're just gonna play each of these four times. But to make it actually sound good, you're gonna play the fire note between each note. Left hand's very simple, you're just gonna play these four notes. Get your ex back in five simple steps with this beautiful piano melody. Right hand, you're just gonna play this pattern, and then this pattern. And repeat over and over. Then once you notice she's looking over at you, that's when we add in the left hand. All you gotta do is play these four notes. Now at this point, her eyes are gonna start welling up with tears, remembering all the great memories you have. So now we're gonna add in some momentum with step number three. Right hand's gonna play the exact same thing, but you're gonna repeat each one twice. The next step is very powerful and will make her fall in love with you forever. To add some depth to the sound, instead of playing single notes with our left hand, we're gonna play these four shapes: A minor, F major, C major, G major. By the way, you can get the cheat sheet for free in my bio. Finally, step number five, you're gonna take your spoon and share a nice bowl of ice cream with your new girlfriend. Destroy your enemies with this powerful piano pattern. Right hand's gonna play E, A, C, D, and repeat over and over like this. Left hand is simple but devastating. All you're gonna do is play A, G, F, E, but in between each note, you're gonna go up here and you're gonna play C, E, A. How to trick anybody into believing you're a blues piano expert. Left hand's very simple, you're just gonna play this. For your right hand, you can play these three notes in any order and it's always gonna sound good. But to make it even more bluesy, we're gonna add in our first blues note, F sharp. And if you really wanna blow them away, you can add in the second blues note, which is B flat. Melt her heart with this romantic piano pattern. Left hand's so easy, all you have to do is play this. Right hand, you can play any of these notes in any order, and as long as you end on the heart note, which is B, it's always gonna sound romantic. But if you really wanna tug on our heartstrings, we're gonna add the second heart note right up here. If they make fun of you, play this to shut them up for good. Right hand's very simple. We're just gonna play E, F, D, E, but we're gonna play each one three times. But to make it sound a lot more exciting, with every note, we're gonna play our thumb on the fire note right here. Left hand's very simple. We're just gonna play this pattern. Now time for the finishing move. To shut them up for good, instead of playing both notes at the same time, you're gonna alternate top, bottom, top, bottom, top, bottom. How to steal hot girls from the school bully in five simple steps. First, you're just gonna start playing C and G over and over. Now at this point, his girlfriend will start perking up thinking, what's happening over there? And that's when you hit him with the left hand. Very simple, all we're gonna do is play this pattern. Now at this point, his girlfriend's gonna start thinking, ooh, who's that guy? And that's when you hit him with the crossover. All right, so after you play every note in your left hand, you're gonna go up here and you're just going to play G, F, E. At this point, his girlfriend will be falling in love with you, and that's when you hit him with the heartstring pattern. You're gonna do the exact same thing, except instead of playing C and G at the same time, you're gonna alternate G, C, G, C. That's when you bring out the knife and use it to cut the wedding cake that you have for your new wife. Make everybody cry in four simple steps with this emotional piano pattern. First, you're just gonna play these simple notes. Now, at this point, everybody in the room is gonna start looking at you and start thinking, what's happening over here? And that's when you hit him with step number two. You're gonna start tugging on their heartstrings even more with these four notes in the left hand. Now at this point, everybody's gonna start crowding around the piano thinking, who is this romantic, emotional guy who is playing so beautifully? But you're not done yet because you're about to hit him with step number three. And that's where you add in some romantic chord shapes. We're gonna use C major, G major, A minor, and back to G major. And you simply copy these shapes to the piano. So we got. And this is where the tears start flowing. Now, at this point, everybody's going to be drawn into your playing, especially the girls. But you're not done yet because you're about to hit him with step number 4. So now we're going to take our right hand notes and simply add 4 more notes. And once you play number 4, they're never going to look at you the same way again. Any girl fall in love with you with these 5 simple steps. Step 1, to get her attention, you're going to play each of these 4 times. Step 2, to get her to come over, you're going to play the exact same thing, except you're going to play top, bottom, top, bottom, top, bottom, top, bottom. Step 3, if you want her to kiss you, that's where the knife comes in. So on the cheat sheet, you're going to find the 4 romance chords, which is E minor, C major, G major, and D major. Then you use your knife to cut them out of the cheat sheet. And now you just copy these shapes to the piano. So we got with the right hand. Now step 4, if you want her to become obsessed with you, you simply play each chord 3 times. And finally, step 5, to make her fall in love with you, and this is the most important step by far. In fact, none of the other steps will work unless you do this as well. By the way, you can get the cheat sheet for free in my bio. So for step 5, you want to make sure you look sad and emotional when you play. So sway your head back and forth and look really sad and emotional. Sometimes I also like to squint my eyes and shake my head like this, like I'm about to cry. Your friends with this simple but awesome piano melody. Right hand, you're just going to play this and repeat one more time. Then you're going to swap out the note C for the note E and play the exact same thing. Then you're going to swap out the note E for the note D and play the exact same thing. And speed it up so it sounds something like this. Left hand's very simple. You're going to play each of these 3 times. Sounds like this. Hands together. Sounds like this. Impress your friends in these 4 simple steps. Step number 1, you're going to pretend like you suck at piano and you're going to play Mary Had a Little Lamb and intentionally play it badly. Now at this point, your friends are going to be snickering and laughing behind your back, and you got them right where you want them, because step 2, you're going to hit them with this pattern. It's almost exactly the same, but it sounds way cooler. And you're going to repeat that over and over. Now, at this point, your friends are going to be a little bit confused and they're going to be thinking, wait, what's happening right now? And that's when you hit him with step number 3, the left hand. You use the 4 simple power shapes, A minor, F major, C major, G major. And you simply copy these shapes to the piano. So we have. And once you start playing this, your friends aren't going to know what hit them. But you're not done yet, because in step 4, you're going to blow everybody away, but it is very dangerous. And the danger is if you play step 4, all the girls in your friend group are going to fall in love with you, and your friends are going to get so jealous that they might actually attack you out of rage. But if you're willing to risk it, all you have to do is play each of these chords 3 times. secret trick your piano teacher does not want you to know. Right hand's very simple, you just repeat this over and over. Now we'll talk about the secret fire note in just a second, but first let's add the left hand. All you have to do is play each of these four times. Now at this point, your piano teacher is already going to be a little mad that you can play this cool piano pattern without their help. But they're going to be really angry once you add the fire note, which makes this pattern sound absolutely fire. All you have to do is anytime within the pattern, you can randomly play the fire note with the note C, and it's going to add some spark and some oomph to the sound. Absolutely love this romantic piano pattern. Right hand, you're just gonna play G, E, C, E, and cycle it over and over. But to add some depth to this, in our left hand, we're gonna choose four chords, C major, E minor, A minor, and F major. And you simply copy these shapes to the piano. Here's what the final product sounds like. By the way, you can get the cheat sheet in my bio. This simple piano melody will impress everybody. Right hand's very simple, you just play E, F, E, F, D, F. But to make it sound more exciting, we're gonna play our thumb on the note A with every single note. Left hand's even easier, it's only two notes and you're gonna play it like this. Impress your friends with a simple but powerful piano melody. Right hand's only six notes, C, B, A, E, A, B, and you just cycle it over and over. But to make it more powerful in our left hand, we're gonna find the chords A minor, F major, D minor, and E major, and use your knife to cut them out of the cheat sheet. So now we just copy these shapes to the piano. We have A minor, F major, D minor, E major. Here's what the final product's gonna sound like. By the way, you can get the cheat sheet in my bio. Not a lot of people know this, but there are three secret power notes that are used in almost every motivational song you've ever heard. The first note is G, the second note is D, and by the way, these three notes don't work unless you pair them with the four power chords that we're going to talk about in a second. And the third note is C. If we just take these notes in this order and repeat over and over. Now in our left hand, we want to find the shapes A minor, F, C, G. And all you have to do is copy these shapes, A minor, F, C, G. So here's what the final product sounds like. By the way, you can get the cheat sheet for free in my bio. People know this, but there are three secret notes on piano called the romance notes that make people fall in love every single time. The first is the note D. The second is the note F sharp. By the way, these three notes only work if you pair them with the four romantic chords, which I'm going to show you right after this. And the third note is the note G. So all you have to do is repeat these three notes over and over, and we'll talk about the left hand next. For the left hand, we use the four romance chords, which is E minor, C major, G major, and D major in that order. So you just copy these shapes to the piano. E minor, C major, G major, D major. And here's what the final product is going to sound like. By the way, you can get the cheat sheet for free in my bio. Impress your friends with this awesome piano pattern. Right hand's gonna play A and E seven times, and then switch to A and D for the eighth, and repeat over and over. Left hand's very simple, you're just gonna play this.
song, cheat code part three. So your right hand is just going to play four notes and repeat them over and over. Left hand is very simple. You're just going to play this. Blow Your Friends Away with this very simple piano melody. Right hand is just going to play this. And repeat over and over. Left hand is just three shapes. We find A minor, F major, and G major. We just copy these shapes to the piano. A minor, F major, G major. Here's what the final product's gonna sound like. By the way, you can get the cheat sheet for free in my bio. Make girls fall in love with you. Your right hand is just going to play 3, 1, 2, 1, and cycle it over and over. Then for our left hand, we find the chords A minor, F, C, and G, and use the knife to cut them out of the cheat sheet. What'd you think the knife was for, you weirdo? So now we just copy these shapes to the piano. So we got A minor, F major, C major, and G major. And here's what the final product's going to sound like. By the way, you can get the cheat sheet for free in my bio. And see you again in 2 minutes using this knife and this simple cheat sheet. First, you're gonna hop over to Google and type in "see you again" chords. As you can see, the chords are A minor, C, F, C, and they repeat over and over throughout the entire song. So now we go to our cheat sheet and we find A minor, C, F, C, and we use our knife to cut out the chords. So now we just copy these shapes to the piano. So we have A minor, C, F, C.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
You can get the cheat sheet in my bio. How to write a happy song on piano in 2 minutes or less. So first thing you're going to do is on your cheat sheet, pick any four chords. But to make it a happy song, let's choose mostly major chords. So let's take A major, E major, D major, and then back to E major. So now you just copy these shapes to the piano. A major, E major, D major. But to make it sound a little bit better, let's play each one 6 times each. It's going to sound something like this. Impress your crush with this beautiful piano melody. Right hand's just going to play 1-3-5, 1-2-5, 1-3-5, and 1-4-5. But to make it more romantic, we're going to play each one 6 times. Then your left hand, you're just going to play this. How to impress your friends and family on piano. Right hand is just going to play 4, 3, 2, 1, and cycle through. Then left hand, you're just going to play this. Going to do is take any four chords off this cheat sheet, but to make it sound more badass, we're going to use mostly minor chords. So let's take G minor, C minor, back to G minor, and then finally D major. So now we just copy these shapes to the piano. So we got G minor, C minor, G minor, and D major. But to really bring it to life, we're going to stab each of these chords 8 times. Get the cheat sheet in my bio. impress a girl with piano. The right hand is going to play G and D at the same time over and over. For your left hand, you're going to find the chords E minor, C major, G major, and D major. You just play these shapes and she'll have no choice but to fall in love with you. Get the cheat sheet in my bio. How to play Blinding Lights by The Weeknd in the easiest way possible. Right hand's just going to play this pattern. Left hand's very simple. We're going to start on the note D and do this pattern. Impress your friends with a simple piano melody. Right hand's just going to play 3, 2, 1, 2, and cycle it over and over. Left hand's very simple. We're going to start with the note A and play in this pattern. Impress your crush on piano with this romantic song. First, on your cheat sheet, you're going to find the chords E minor, C major, G major, and D major. Then use your knife to cut them out. So now we have our chord shapes, but to make it romantic, we're going to play each shape 4 times each. How you play The Scientist by Coldplay. So you're going to start out with 1 and 3, 4 times, then move up to 4, then back to 3, and then down to 2. Left hand's very simple, we're just going to play this pattern. Any song on piano using this knife and this simple cheat sheet. So first, let's hop over to this random song generator and find a song to learn. And it gave us DJ Got Us Fallen in Love by Usher. So all we gotta do is hop over to Google and type in DJ Got Us Fallen in Love chords. And as you can see, the chords are E minor, D, C, and they just repeat over and over throughout the entire song. So now on our cheat sheet, we just find E minor, C, and D. And you're gonna use your knife to cut these out. And now we just copy these shapes to the keyboard. E minor, D major, C major.
'Cause baby, tonight the DJ got us falling in love again. And baby, tonight the DJ got us falling in love.
How to impress your friends and family on piano. So first, we're going to take any 4 chords off of this cheat sheet. So let's take E minor, C major, G major, and D major. Now we just copy these shapes to the piano, but instead of playing all the notes at the same time like this, we're going to start at the top note, go down, and then go back up like this. And do the same thing for all 4 chords. It's going to sound like this. Impress your friends with this very easy piano melody. So your left hand is just going to play A and stab it like this. Right hand looks hard, but it's actually easy. You're just going to play the ones, and then twos, threes, fours, and go back down. your friends with Mockingbird by Eminem, so your right hand's gonna play this. And your left hand, you're just gonna do this. How to learn any song on piano using this knife and this simple cheat sheet. First, we're going to hop over to this random song generator to find a song to learn. And it gave us Summer by Calvin Harris. Then we hop over to Google and type in Summer Calvin Harris chords. And the chords are F, A minor, G, D minor, E minor, F, and they just repeat over and over throughout the entire song. So now we go to our cheat sheet and find F, A minor, G, D minor, E minor, F. And use your knife to cut them out. And now we just copy these shapes to the keyboard. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turn brown.
Learn any pop song in 2 minutes or less using nothing but this cheat sheet. All right, so first let's find a song on this random song generator. And it gave us Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD. All you do is go to Google and type in Lucid Dreams chords. As you can see, the chords are A minor, G, F, E, and then they just repeat over and over, A minor, G, F, E, going down the page. So now we just go to our cheat sheet and find A minor, G, F, and E. So now we just copy these four shapes to the keyboard. So we got 1, 2, 3.
I still see the shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point where I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you.
How to write a catchy piano song in 1 minute. First, you're gonna take any four chords on this sheet. But since we wanna make it catchy, we wanna use mostly major chords. So let's take F major, C major, G major, and A minor. So now we just copy these shapes to the keyboard. F major, C major, G major, A minor. And then we just kind of stab it in a way that sounds catchy. And then you can sing the lyrics over the top. How to fake piano skills, part 9. So your right hand is going to play 1-2 and 1-3, but play it like this. Left hand is very simple. You're just going to play A, G, F, E, going down the ladder. Left hand is much simpler. We're just going to play our A and then skip, play, skip, play. And that's going to be our first chord. And then we're going to take the same shape and shift it up to C. And then shift the shape down to G and then back to C. Fake piano skills, part 10. So your right hand is going to play each of these four times. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then your left hand is just going to play E, D, C, B, going down the ladder. How to trick anybody into believing you're a jazz piano expert. Left hand is so easy, all you're gonna do is play this. And repeat over and over. For your right hand, you can play any of these notes in any order and it's always gonna sound good. We're not done yet, because to make it sound even more bluesy, we're gonna add in the blue note, which is E flat right here. you learn these four simple chords, you can literally play hundreds of songs on piano. I'm not kidding you. And most beginners can learn this in a few hours tops. If you've ever seen a street performer or one of those dueling piano bars where they can magically play any song the audience requests, this is the method that they're using. If you learn these four simple chords, you can literally play hundreds of songs on piano. I'm not kidding you. And most beginners can learn this in a few hours tops. If you've ever seen a street performer or one of those dueling piano bars where they can magically play any song the audience requests, this is the method that they're using.